Maryland's News Now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
We are still in the search and rescue phase, looking for individuals, okay? Officials from the state, county, local level are tirelessly working to try and locate individuals. For security reasons, ladies and gentlemen, the ATF has requested that no persons, nobody enter any of these affected areas, okay?
That was a spokesperson for the Department of Public Safety there in Texas. There is just a terrible scene since last night in West Texas, a very small town. Rescue workers, as you heard, are still looking for survivors after a massive explosion at a fertilizer plant, or what CBS is referring to as a dry ammonia plant. It left at least 15 people dead, more than 160 injured, and we're expecting those numbers to change before it's all over. Bloomberg News reporter Daryl Preston is there, and he joins us now with more. Daryl, thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, glad to be here.
I know in the last hour we've had a couple of news conferences. What have we learned this afternoon?
Well, there's not a lot of new information at this point. They've backed away from some of their earlier estimates about the number of dead, but they've said that they think 40 may be a little high. But
you
they're
heard,
still
you...
not providing a number at this point, and they're providing very little detail about the cause at this point as well.
Are you hearing about the missing? How many people are missing?
Well, people in the community are talking about it. The officials have not really said much about it. They said they still have a search and rescue operation going. They're trying to find any survivors who still may be trapped in some of the rubble. There were a lot of houses were destroyed, like maybe as many as 50. There's still buildings have collapsed, and they're still going house to house to try to find the survivors.
Daryl, as we just heard from, I guess, the spokesperson from the Department of Public Safety, they want people to stay away. I don't know how far they're keeping the media back, but what have you been able to see?
They have kept us at a pretty good distance. One of our reporters got into downtown a little earlier today, which is a few blocks still from the plant, and he said about half the buildings had lost their windows, and there's cars around that are pretty well destroyed, have lost their windows. And in terms of the actual site, it's hard to get there. It's a hazardous site still. They said they're still investigating contamination, and the state environmental regulators have started monitoring the air quality.
At this point, I'm sure people in the surrounding area are trying to figure out ways to help, but I guess there's not much they can do right now.
Yeah, people have come together. They've donated food, water, and other supplies. The state officials are asking for monetary donations to help the survivors. At this point, they don't really want a lot of actual material to have to deal with.
Do we know how many people are displaced, lost their homes?
No, we don't know an exact number, but you know, it could be several hundred. It's a community of about 2,500, and there was at least 50 homes and a large apartment complex and a nursing home. So a lot of people have lost their home.
And Daryl, we had heard reports that 5 volunteer firefighters, 4 EMTs, and 1 career firefighter are still missing. Have you heard that as well?
Well, they're still not saying that they've been found at this point. They're still being fairly circumspect about those first responders who are missing and were fighting the blaze when the explosion occurred. At this point, it's hard to say. That they did report earlier that one had turned up at a hospital and was in serious condition, but that's about all we know at this point.
All right. Daryl Preston of Bloomberg, thank you so much for bringing us the latest reporting from West Texas. We appreciate it.
Thank you.